I'm Ethan Devitt, and in celebration of Ghana's 2022 Independence Day, celebrated on March 6th, we are delighted to bring you a bonus series featuring a collection of inspiring Ghanaian voices at home and away. We hear from Dawid Konateahulu, who grew up in Ghana and pursued a successful career in finance in the UK. He is now committed to placing 10,000 Black interns into careers in finance through his Black Interns program. Justina Ette grew up and studied in Ghana and has brought her philosophy to lift as she climbs to London finance circles. She actually interviews a guest in this series, Andara Kamara, who describes her career path in Ghana's Ministry of Finance and why victory loves preparation. We hear also from Adam Demiyakor, who was born to Ghanaian parents in the US and is now at the helm of a venture capital firm in Los Angeles that makes a particular effort to fund diverse founders. Ghanaian roots are credited with a commitment to education.
I think like descendants of West African immigrants, kind of like the stereotype is that if you can be a doctor or a lawyer, you're A-okay. Education was really, really important. I think that once I was fortunate enough to be able to go to the Ivy League, they were able to relax and they were kind enough to let me to go into business and working on Wall Street. I think I eventually, you know, started to work with them and negotiate with them over time to allow me to increasingly take more and more risk in my career, which was nice.
And a firm grounding in values.
I grew up in Ghana. We didn't have a huge amount of money. I think my dad earned $30, $32 a month. He was a very good doctor, but that's what the government paid him. So we didn't grow up with a huge amount of stuff. But I always remember my beginnings. I remember trying to stay humble, try to stay excellent.
I did all my schooling in Ghana. And my dad is someone who would describe himself as somebody who didn't come from anything, but made a lot out of himself. So he was keen on making sure that we, were equipped with the right tools for success in life. And one key thing he believed in was financial literacy.
Now in life, all of our guests are committed to making an impact.
So when this whole Black Lives Matter movement started happening, I had a discussion with some of my friends that what can we do? And some people kept saying that, you know what, maybe one day if I become somebody, then I can do something. And I've actually been challenging my friends, including myself, that no, we are somebody now and we can do something. And that motto of lifting as I climb is really what I've been challenging myself to do.
Less than 10% of startup founders are Black and brown, and significantly less than 50% of founders are women. And so this is something that me being a Black investor in the prop tech space, definitely the only Black GP in the space, you know, I've always felt a certain level of responsibility to be a part of the solving the problem here and being a part of the solution.
They are also committed to thinking differently.
We convene capital. So we're trying to change the world and look at the big issues that affect pension funds and our industry.
And to creating a program for change.
It's about taking people in who don't come from the usual universities. Some are super talented and very entrepreneurial. And you need that diversity of thought. Increasingly, you're representing that part of the population.
We hear about the challenges that are faced.
Civil service language is different from everyday language. So every time I had work to do, you won't believe this, I had to either call my mom or email her my work for her to tell me, yeah, type it this way. You need to do your fonts this way. You need to justify your work this way. So she taught me how to format my work, how to write official memos. In a setting like the ministry, it's very difficult to be recognized and it's very difficult to be seen.
And how to work around them.
So how you navigate these things is just to realize that hard work in the end, no matter how long it takes, you always get recognized for your work. Victory loves preparation. Procrastination comes to everybody, even me.
So join us for this special four-part series focusing on Ghanaian voices at home and away. Thank you to Romco Metals for extending their sponsorship of the Nigerian Voices series to this one. Romco, invest, reduce, and grow.